Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, CJ Lang here for TheFantasyAuthority.com. I'm here to give you your 2021 NFL Draft Player Profile on Kylan Wallace. Let's go! Kylan Wallace came to Oklahoma State as a four-star prospect out of Fort Worth, Texas. He was the 17th ranked wide receiver in the nation and an All-American. So his measurables at the 2021 Reese Senior Bowl, Wallace measured in at 5 feet 11 inches, 193 pounds. He has some really big hands, which were measured at 9.5 inches, and he was just clocked at the Exos training camp running a 4.39 40-yard dash. He may not be the tallest wide receiver, but he plays really big and he plays really strong. He primarily lined up outside for Oklahoma State, but his senior season, he really started working from the slot a little bit more often. So if we look at his college production, his freshman year in Stillwater was more of an adjustment period as he only had 7 total catches. But his sophomore year in 2018 is when he blew up. He went for 86 catches, 1,491 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He led the Big 12 in receiving yards. He also had the second most receiving yards in the nation in 2018 and was a first-team All-American. Now, he had an ACL tear, which limited his playing time to only 9 games in his junior season. But he still came back. He caught 53 balls for 903 yards, even with that. In this past COVID-19 shortened 2020 year, Wallace led the Big 12 in receiving yards for 922 and was second in the conference in receptions. Now, according to PFF, he grades out overall as the 6th best wide receiver coming out. And since 2018, he has the second most receptions of over 15 yards, and he has the most contested catches in the nation. So some of Kylan Wallace's strengths, he may not be the tallest like I had mentioned, but when you play as big as he does, it does not matter. He has solid acceleration, as noted by his 4.39 40. Wallace plays through defenders. He doesn't play around them. He knows that he is not a burner, and he plays accordingly by running solid routes and uses his body to shield those defenders, as is noted by his insanely high contested catch total. Now, with that quick burst that he has, the strong body control, the tough running style, he will not fear running slants in the NFL, especially against those really big NFL linebackers and safeties.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So some of Kylan Wallace's weaknesses. The area that Wallace truly needs to get better at is when he's creating separation. You know, one would think with somebody with sub 4.4 speed would not have that issue, but he's consistently been pushed into press coverage and has issues at times getting off of the defender. Now, maybe that's why he's become so great at contested catches, because he cannot shake them off. NFL cornerbacks, though, should present him a lot more challenges than the ones in the Big 12. But if he's playing against a zone coverage, then he should absolutely eat. Now, when it comes to some of the NFL draft possibilities, in mock drafts, honestly, he's all over the place. I've seen him as high as a second-round pick and sometimes down in the fifth and sixth round. So in my opinion, he is a day two pick, no question. I also think that depending on the landing spot, that he could see some significant playing time to start his career. With teams that require a wide receiver, I could see Wallace fitting easily in with the Bengals, Dolphins, or a team like the Packers. Now, I'm not going to mock him to the Eagles like every talking head out there is, but a dream location for me or Wallace would be Kansas City. Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and Byron Pringle are all free agents in 2021. With the speed and field stretching ability that Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman bring, Wallace could fit in perfectly as that tough possession receiver. Now, making comps in the offseason, I love it. I know there are some people out there that absolutely hate it, but it's fun to think of what kind of player your prospect could turn into. They usually are not that close, but I am throwing one out there to give you an overall sense of how I see Wallace's play style, his size, and his physicality. He reminds me of Steeler legend Hines Ward, who could catch, block, and run through anyone. So enjoy that visual, and do not forget to let me know how off I am on that in about 3 to 4 years. So appreciate you checking out my Tylan Wallace rookie profile here on the Fantasy Authority. Like I said, please like and subscribe our YouTube channel, as we have tons of content coming out over this offseason. So I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.